Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giulio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard here as we discussed a lot tonight, including why I believe the Eagles need to, if it's possible, to get Russell Wilson, scrap this rebuilding plan. Forget it. I like Jalen Hurts, but if I can get Russell Wilson, that's the direction I go. Would you? And Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, AI won this vote today to win the Levi, the WIP award, by one single vote. Voted the best Philly athlete the last 20 years. He won by one vote. I would have voted Brian Dawkins. I did vote Brian Dawkins, but my vote only counted as one, so he lost by one. We'll get back to all that right now. We talk some Sixers. Sixers Adam from Rights to Ricky Sanchez joins us to talk about a team that's coming off a win, three games till the All-Star break. Let's talk some Sixers. Sixers Adam, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I thoroughly enjoyed that win last night, Sixers Adam, and not just because they beat a mediocre Mavericks team, but that felt like, I don't know if you can have a defensive performance that pops compared to other defensive performances, you know, because, you know, it's all kind of the same. You lock down a guy, and it's a big-time thing. But last night, doing it to Luka, I thought Ben Simmons, if anyone was doubting what a defender he's been this year, man, that was just incredible to watch, because he just basically took him out of the game.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible for someone like Luka, who's, you know, averaging 28.5 points per game, to hold him to, I believe he had 19 on 13 shots. You know, it's even more than just the low points and the high turnovers. It's just like not letting him even get shots off a lot of the time. I mean, 13 shots is barely any for someone with his usage. Yeah, I thought Ben Simmons was incredible, did a great job on him. And I thought the whole team probably had their best defensive performance of the season.
Well, they did, and they took down a team that they should have beaten here. The one piece of bad last night was Tobias Harris leaving early. It sounds like he's going to be okay. Is that the way we should read it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anything major. He's going to be out tomorrow against the Cavs. My guess, if I had to say, would be that he misses the last few games, gets healthy over the All-Star break, and then comes back good as new. Hopefully we'll get some sort of official word tomorrow when the injury report comes out, but should expect to see a little more Ben Simmons even, and a lot more of Mike Scott over the next few games. And I don't think it's anything to worry about long term.
All right, we'll talk about these final three games before the break coming up, but let's talk Joel Embiid. So it's been an amazing season, an MVP caliber season. It has now, though, been three games, Sixers Adam, where he's not shooting the ball as well as efficiently. Have you noticed anything? Do you see anything different? I mean, guys go through shooting slumps. I didn't expect him to hit, you know, 60% of his shots all year, you know, and every game it's going to be double-digit field goals made. But it has been interesting just to watch the last three games. It's been more of a slog for him, and he hasn't had many of those games before this all year. Anything you've noticed these last three games?
Yeah, well, it looks like to some extent he's just regressing as a shooter because, I mean, quite frankly, the way he was shooting early on in the season, it is almost impossible for anyone to keep that level of play, let alone a big man. He, you know, entering last night, he was shooting 49% between 10 and 16 feet, and then somehow shooting almost 61% between 16 feet and the three-point line. And that's not even mentioning shooting over 40% on threes. It looks like some regression is coming, you know, the whole regression to the mean idea. So, you know, the Sixers do have to figure out how much that's going to change his production. Does that take him from an MVP candidate to just a great player, or can he figure out a way to succeed offensively the same way?
So Sixers, Adam, this week has come with a lot of Kyle Lowry rumors, which I think we all knew were going to come here. When you think about the idea of acquiring him, let's just start with this. Would you be in favor of giving what it would take to get a Kyle Lowry? And I'm assuming first-round pick, at least one would be involved, filler with salary, and we're probably talking either Tyrese Maxey or Matisse Thybulle. Would you be in favor of that kind of deal to get Lowry here?
Yeah, first of all, I agree that that would probably be the package, some salary, a pick, and then one of these young players. Someone like Lowry would be a near-perfect fit, and if he truly is available, I do think they probably should be going after him as hard as they can. I'm not sold that there is a real path here. Because why is Toronto going to want to take on, $25 million of Danny Green, Tony Bradley, and Terrence Ferguson? Unless there's just no other market for Lowry, I think other teams will be able to top the Sixers' offer. But if there's a chance, I would be going for it.
So the other side of this, and I'm curious where you land, I've heard is, all right, if they make a deal like this, this is probably the last group of assets they have. If they're going to give up salary filler, if they're going to give up young players, especially if it's a Maxey and a pick, like the next time, the next guy that comes up, they might not even have the ability to do it. Is Lowry worth it? Is now worth it? Or should they keep waiting for maybe something bigger? I don't know who or what that's going to be. We've all thought about Bradley Beal, but that idea, like, go for it now or be more patient, because otherwise you might be maxed out of things you can even trade, let's say this time next year.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And typically I feel like I'd probably be inclined to say that they should probably, hold their bullets for a little while and save up for something else. But with the season that Embiid's having, with the season that Simmons is now having, obviously Embiid is the one who we always talk about being so injury prone, and Simmons has had his fair share of injuries too. With the way those guys are playing, with the team number one in the East, could possibly have home court throughout the playoffs. To me, if you can get a guy as good as Kyle Lowry, I think you just have to do it and worry about the rest later.
Would Lowry added to this team, and obviously subtracting what they'd have to subtract, but do you think adding Lowry would make them the favorite in the Eastern Conference? Do you think it would put them in a spot where you could comfortably say they're going to go to the finals? Like, how much of the needle do you think Lowry here, with what we're talking about and that kind of package, how much does it move them closer to being the best team in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a situation where they become the overwhelming favorite and they're just a buzzsaw who runs through everyone all the way to the finals. But to me right now, I think they have a less chance than Brooklyn or Milwaukee of making the finals at the current moment, because they lack a guy like Kyle Lowry who can create offense in the half court. If they can get him, I'm not going to say again that they're the overwhelming favorite, but I do think they at least have as good of a chance as Milwaukee, who's struggled in the playoffs the last few years, and maybe as much as Brooklyn, who, quite frankly, Brooklyn terrifies me. I don't know, how they're going to defend anybody, but I also don't know how anybody's going to defend them. Having James Harden added to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is pretty ridiculous. So I'm not sure that it would make them an overwhelming favorite, but for me, it would take them from probably not a real contender to, without question, in the running for the finals.
Yeah, and I'm with you on Brooklyn. I mean, we talked about this when the idea of them trying to get Harden was happening, and part of why I wanted to get him was, okay, he's great, obviously, but I don't want him in Brooklyn, and now he's there. And are you surprised it's come together this quickly? I mean, they had that West Coast trip where they won six in a row. They really all haven't been out there at the same time a lot, because Durant's dealt with some hamstring issues now. But it just feels like it's clicked for them way sooner than even I thought. I assumed that, whatever, the regular season, but once they got in the postseason, if it clicked then, they could take off. It just feels like they figured out how to win even though they haven't played much together.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I thought it was going to take a little time. I thought it would probably even get to the playoffs where they hadn't quite found their identity yet, and then at some point the talent would take over. But it seems like the talent has just taken over. I mean, quite literally right off the bat. I think their first game, their offense went crazy. And, that's just what happens. And it's ridiculous that, Kevin Durant, who's one of the best players in the world and maybe the best scorer in the NBA when he's healthy, he's missing multiple weeks, and they're fine because they still have two of the best offensive guards in, really league history when you're talking about someone like Harden and then an excellent player in Kyrie. So that's kind of why the makeup of their roster scares me, if, you know, from the Sixers' perspective.
For sure. Sixers, Adam with us, writes to Ricky Sanchez, talking some Sixers after a big win last night. Ben was phenomenal on defense, and we get set here for three more games until the All-Star break. It is Cleveland tomorrow night, the Pacers on Monday, and then a rematch against the Jazz, Sixers, Adam, on Wednesday evening, last game before the All-Star break. Hopefully everyone's healthy, because it'll be fun to watch that matchup. We saw them play Utah out west, and Ben put up 42, but no Embiid, and they lost. Just what's your thought on that Jazz team? Because we probably won't get a chance. Maybe we'll talk one more time before the game. But just your thought on that Jazz team. And I always wonder, with teams like this that kind of come out of nowhere to be this good. Like, we looked last night. They're on a 67-win pace if this was a normal season. And usually teams that are on that kind of pace or win that many games, they win the NBA title. Do you think that Jazz team is this good? Do you buy that they can win a title?
I buy that they can. I'm not sure I buy that they will. Watching them honestly reminds me of those like mid-2010 Spurs teams where the ball movement is just so beautiful to watch. They've got just so many good players, and Gobert is maybe the best defensive player in the NBA. Mike Conley's having another career year. Donovan Mitchell, we know, is a great player, and they've got a whole bunch of great role players. So I'm very excited to see that game again, like you were saying. And I definitely think they're a for real contender. I do not think this is a fluke, but I do think it's going to be tough to beat a team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. It'll be fun. We'll be watching, and we'll be reading over at Writes to Ricky Sanchez. Sixers, Adam, always appreciate you hopping on. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Joe.
There we go. Sixers, Adam there with everything we need to know about the Sixers. And how about that saying, that's an interesting comparison, that Jazz team, one of those mid-2000s Spurs teams. I hadn't thought of it that way, but they're good. I mean, I can't wait for that game on Wednesday night. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll get back into the conversation about Russell Wilson. I believe the Eagles need to go after him. And Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, who should have been. Well, I know who should have been. It should have been Brian Dawkins. But AI did win the vote for the Levi, the best Philadelphia athlete over the last 20 years. We will talk about that. And coming up in a little bit here, you're going to hear from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, on his coaching staff and why he picked who he picked. That's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.